This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on a Friday. Glad to have you here. We're going live on Facebook, by the way, as I've been telling the folks that have been dialing in. This is the way we're going. Our intention going forward is to have this program up and live 3 hours a day on video, on audio. Everything will be piped in, so you'll be able to hear the guests as well. You'll have the ability to check in to see if I'm behaving well, if my hair is good, all of those things. And you'll be able to see the guests that are in the studio. So this is where we're going with this, and I want you to be part of it. I want you to be interactive. You can send me a note to stevegruber.com. It's a little hard for me to see the comments on the screen, although I can say that, you know, Kevin and Steve and these different folks are joining me here live on Facebook. And I encourage you to do so. It's a chance for you to see inside the studio and see what we do here, which is mostly I sit here and talk to myself a lot. But it's interesting. Interesting enough, I suppose. My question to you today is, where are all these racist Republicans? Where are all the racist Republicans we've heard so much about? Because we have been told for years and years that Republicans are racist and misogynist and homophobic and all of these things that Republicans are supposed to be. And it's basically the battle cry for the left, right? That's the battle cry on the campaign trail, is that Republicans are all these despicable things that you would never want your children to be. And if you're a Republican, you should basically be ashamed of yourself. If you're a conservative, and especially if you voted for Donald Trump, my God, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you for voting for Donald Trump? I mean, what is your major malfunction that you could lower yourself in such a way to vote for a guy who is so awful? And I bring this to your attention, and I want you to know this, because I look at John James, who won a decisive victory in the Republican primary on Tuesday here. John James defeating Sandy Pensler. John James, a black American. But he's also a guy who graduated from West Point. He's a guy who has an impressive combat record of flying military helicopters. He's a guy who came back and at the age of 31 took over the family business and took it from $25 million a year in earnings to well over $125 million in earnings. That in and of itself is impressive. He's a guy who understands mathematics. So right there, that should frighten Democrats. The fact that the guy understands math, that should frighten Democrats altogether, right? But where is the national news media to say, look, Michigan stepped up and sent a Republican on to the general election against three-term incumbent Debbie Stabenow? Now, what it does for the Republicans is immeasurable as far as the conversation that can be had now, because John James has an ability to bring people together in a way that I haven't seen in a long time. I have a lot of respect for West Point and graduates. I mean, if you don't realize this, you don't apply to a military academy. You don't send in your high school transcript and say, hey, I want to go to the military academy. It doesn't work that way. You have to be invited. You have to have a nomination to go to the military academy at West Point, or the Air Force Academy in Colorado, or the Naval Academy in Annapolis. It is the best of the best. You are recruited, you are nominated, and then you go to West Point. So for that, I have tremendous respect. And then for John James to go on and fly combat missions in Iraq, I have tremendous respect for that. And it just begs the question, where are all these racist Republicans? Where are these deplorables that we have been told won't vote for women? Because that's what Hillary Clinton told us after 2016. White women just were unable, just clearly unable to make up their minds and think for themselves. Really? Really, ladies, are you unable to think for yourselves? Because I don't think that's the case at all. And where are these deplorables that we were told are all in favor of white nationalists, the evil white nationalists? You know what's crazy about that whole thing? You go back to Charlottesville. You go back to Charlottesville, and you look at that small group of people that turned out. You live in a country of 325 million people. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, greatly discredited now and rightfully so, the Southern Poverty Law Center that would go out and identify and label hate groups, if you will, did an audit. They do an audit every year of how many hate groups are in America and the numbers involved and so on and so forth. A couple of years ago, the most recent numbers I saw, the Southern Poverty Law Center went out and looked at the Ku Klux Klan, for example. And the most they could find, and trust me, they try to include every individual they possibly can to make it look as big as it is because it's minuscule. There's almost nothing there, but they want you to believe there's some major crisis with white supremacy in America, which there's not. Their best numbers put it at about 7,000. 7,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan, and not in one organization. No, there's this group in Ohio and this other group in West Virginia and one down in Texas and all of these different places. We live in a country of 325 million people. You have 7,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan. It's not exactly a big problem. Evidenced once again by John James' resounding victory on Tuesday in the primary here in Michigan. John James took well over 500,000 votes. Guess what? He didn't get well over 500,000 votes without getting a whole lot of votes from white voters, rural white voters, those despicables that Hillary talked about lining up and voting for John James, a black man, and doing it proudly. Because you know what they really care about? They don't care about John James, whether or not he's black or white. They care that he went to West Point. They care that he's a successful businessman. They care that he believes in America, and he's not afraid to reference God in his conversations and say, I want to say thank you to God for this all being possible. That's why John James is winning. That's why Republicans voted for him in large numbers, and that's why he won with 55% of the vote in a walkaway. John James is a quality human being. He's the real deal. John James is the real deal. He's a quality individual, and that's why he won. And this should blow away the notion that somehow Republicans are a bunch of knuckle-dragging, neo-Nazi racists. But make no mistake, CNN will never mention this. You'll never see this article on the front page of the New York Times. Hey, we were wrong. Republicans are more than happy to vote for a black United States senator. Think about this. Tim Scott is a senator from the state of South Carolina. South Carolina, you know, the first state to leave and trigger the American Civil War. If Republicans were truly racist, as Democrats continue to try to tell you and convince you and plead with you and beg for you to believe, then how did Tim Scott ever become a senator from the state of South Carolina? Good news, everybody. There are good people on the ballot. And it doesn't matter to me or to other voters what color they are, or what gender they are. We care about quality ideas and quality people doing good work for those that elect them to office. That's the bottom line. Make no mistake. If you want to drop me a line, go to stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com, the place to go. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. My good friend Paul over there, tell him I sent you along. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.